The latest report on the ongoing saga around Enoch Mpianzi's drowning death is a report that's saying that while the boys were taking part in this orientation camp and struggling in the river, the Crocodile River, during a water activity, teachers who'd accompanied them were playing games. The official investigation by the Gauteng Department of Education will be released tomorrow. But it's yet another example of how many different risks face young people in South Africa. And they are huge and they are various. And there are fantastic organizations in this city, in rural areas across the country, that do their best to help young children at youth. One of them, about which I heard recently, is the Cape Town Multi-Service Center. Caroline Wesselink is a social worker and a director at the CTMSC. Caroline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
What do you do?
So, lots of things.
I bet.
CTMSC is a non-profit organization working in Salt River, Bontehevel, and Elsie's River, among others. And our aim is to provide services to children and families in three different ways. The first is through a children's home or a child and youth care center, which is based in Salt River. And the second arm is the prevention and early intervention programs that we run. They are aimed at preventing abuse and preventing children from ending up on the streets, and looking to strengthening families. And then the third is two play schools that we run. So we started these early child development classrooms where children have a sort of a head start before entering into grade R.
I mean, it must be work which is alternatively and probably sometimes at the same time incredibly rewarding and incredibly frustrating. Rewarding when you get things right,
yes.
when you put a young person on a more positive path and you stay in touch with them and they stay on that positive path. But frustrating because of the lack of resources. You're no longer getting a grant from the lotto. You never have enough money. You never have enough staff. The staff that you do have work incredibly hard for very little money. And there's a never-ending supply of more young children at risk.
Absolutely, yes. And it is a great challenge. I think people are struggling financially. Our economy is not doing very well. So private donations are also dropping. So we're looking at a real kind of financial crisis as an organization, essentially. But we do have partners that are committed to supporting us. And actually, the Department of Social Development gives us a subsidy, which is relatively stable. But we really are looking for funders who are willing to commit long term, or even just individuals who are willing to give money on a monthly basis, because every cent counts. So even if it's 50 rand at the end of the month, or 200 rand, or 1,000 rand, we appreciate every little cent that we can get. And it goes towards the real work. We have a challenge, as you said, with paying staff well, and it's a difficult industry because people work for very little money, but they are trying to do something for a good cause. But it is hard to motivate people to stay in these jobs.
Yeah, I guess I can imagine that the letdowns probably outnumber the uplifts. I hope that there is somebody representing a CSI fund at a company that is listening, or maybe an individual who, as you say, wants to donate 50 rand a month for the next 12 months. How would they go about achieving that?
Yes, we would love that. So you can go to our website, which is ctmsc.co.za, and you can donate actually through an online platform. But you can also contact us directly, and we would be happy to set up or arrange a debit order or whatever it is that people want to use to donate.
And sorry, running out of town on Saturday. Running out of town. I feel like running out of town sometimes. Running out of time on Saturday. You want some volunteers to come and help paint the dining hall in the children's home.
Yes, so the children's home, yes, we want to provide a dignified and homely environment to these children who come from very difficult and challenging home circumstances. And if anyone is interested in volunteering, that would be great. But we're also looking for material donations, so canvas paint and rollers and,
All the paraphernalia that goes with painting a boy's home, dining room, and making it a little brighter place in which to eat food.
Exactly. And it's not just the dining room. We're hoping to have a second phase project where we uplift other areas of the home. So that would be great. And our center is in Salt River at number 9 Pickwick Road. And we will be there all day on Saturday, so anyone is welcome to come and join and meet us.
Okay, Caroline, I'll give the website again, and all the contact details will be on there. Caroline Wesseling, director of the Cape Town Multi-Service Centre. If you are somebody who likes to give back and you're not doing anything on Saturday, then go along to Pickwick Road in Salt River and help paint. If you're in the hardware business and you've got some painting supplies which are surplus to requirements, then why don't you donate them? And you'll get all the contact details via their website, ctmsc.org.za.